You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. This is Eric Dye. The Green Business Podcast Show is your EPN channel for better informing you how to green your business, hear how others have made their business green, bring awareness to a green economy and the advantages it brings to your community as a whole. Today we are speaking with Jared Davis, CEO of Karmic Energy, an initiative to create a greener and safer fracking industry while educating Americans on these new practices. Jared, certainly a privilege to have you with us on the Green Business Podcast Show on EPN.
It's great to be with you, and thank you so much for the time.
You're more than welcome, and the pleasure is certainly ours as well. We appreciate your spending a moment with us. So first of all, tell us a little bit about Karmic Energy and what inspired you to start the initiative.
Karmic Energy is a company that's founded by myself and a few of my partners, and it is to foremost to create a product for the fracking industry that can eliminate the human error, be more efficient, use less water, be able to hold these companies accountable. And at the same time, we wanted to build a company that can help our part make a greener difference in this both the business side and the social side by educating the American public.
And that certainly is a good thing. Now, you are currently in the middle of a donation campaign called 12 Days of Giving. Give us a brief update on this campaign.
Well, our campaign that we started last week was, well, the idea was to give a donation to an organization, and we have five partners, and so trying to get five people to decide on one organization is pretty difficult when there's so many great causes out there. And at the end of the day, we decided to do a 12-day of giving, and each day give to a different organization for two reasons. One, to help children in need, adults in need, and at the same time educate, again, the public on these organizations so they can know more about them. And if each and every one of us are to engage and get involved with just one small organization, do one small kind thing, we could all make a difference in this country. And that's the reason that we went public with this. Usually we keep it very, very quiet, and we do our own thing, and we don't talk about what we give. So this was an opportunity for us to go out there and educate the public as well.
How did you select the nonprofits in your campaign?
We looked at nonprofits that gave most of their proceeds to the actual need of a person or people, and not so much on their paychecks as an admin. So we started with how they spent their money and how much of it went to the cause. And then we looked for organizations that helped with children and with education. That was our first and foremost, was how can we help children? It's Christmas time. It's the holiday seasons. It's, many different – this time of year is mainly for the children, and we wanted to make sure that we hit home on that. But at the same time, there's many people that are out there that are homeless without a shelter, without food, without – a place to even put a Christmas tree. And so we wanted to find those organizations that actually are helping people and helping our taxpayers as well by not taking financial aid from the government and reducing the taxpayers' overall cost out there for these people that are in need. And, of course, the military as well. We wanted to give back to the military because – we understand in the oil industry, we're able to frack in this country at the rate we're doing it because of the men and women that served our country in war. And so we went to the Wounded Warriors to help the people that fought in war that are wounded because of all of our freedoms.
Today we are visiting with Jared Davis, CEO of Karmic Energy, an initiative to create a greener and safer fracking industry while educating Americans on these new practices here on the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Jared, what are some of your favorite moments from the donation campaign so far?
You know, each one of the stops that I personally have made have been incredible. And the first day of stopping in Harlem and going to the Harlem schools and down in the city of Harlem and learning about Harlem and watching these children and their faces and the joy as they're in their learning in the school setting and learning about Harlem itself and these people are human beings, not just Harlem as we know it. It's just so touching and so amazing for me personally. And then going into Seattle and doing a Make-A-Wish for a child and having some really, really great opportunities for this child by having Marshawn Lynch's family, Mama Lynch, come to our suite with her whole family, Seattle Santa, and the mascot, along with Jacob Green, even came by and met this child. And when the child sits there and tells you at the end, tells his mother in front of me, "I guess I can sleep in at Christmas now," that right there is what it's all about. So those are two of my favorite moments at this point on my campaign trail.
Most definitely. How about sharing a couple of tips from your road to success that could help other entrepreneurs achieve the same kind of success?
You know, I think success is defined by different people, and I define success within the people I surround myself with, and knowing that I can personally do anything I choose to do. I've got to be able to be willing to do it, but at the same time, I also understand that no person is self-made. That I am who I am because of the opportunities other people have given me, and I'm very, very grateful for that. And so, to find success is to define the success for me is being able to say, hey, go out there, believe in what you believe in, no matter what anybody else says or what anybody else tells you. Don't listen to them, and surround yourself with people that do believe in you and have people that are smarter than you around you, and you will be successful.
Well said. How about telling our folks where they can connect with you and learn more about Karmic Energy online?
KarmicEnergy.com is the best place to go online to learn more about our water monitoring system, and of course connect on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn as well.
Certainly appreciate that information. In conclusion, is there anything that you'd like to leave with our listeners in form of a tip in conclusion that could help our listeners be more green conscious out there in their businesses?
Yes, to be greener, I would personally recommend that each person look within and say, what can I do? Drink less plastic bottles of water, to look at the consumptions and what we're doing, logistics or the consumptions in within the company and within our homes, and take a personal approach. And if every person takes a personal approach in this country, then we'll all become greener as a whole.
Well, Jared, we certainly appreciate the information and what you're doing. You're making a difference, and we really appreciate that. And also for taking a moment to be with us here on the Green Business Podcast Show.
Hey, thank you so much, Eric, and I appreciate it.
You bet. We've been speaking with Jared Davis, CEO of Karmic Energy, an initiative to create a greener and safer fracking industry while educating Americans on these new practices. And once again, the website of reference is KarmicEnergy.com. This has been Eric Dine. You've been listening to the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.